Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
.45 The Zone. It is 9:48. The Wake Up Zone, powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors. Stay tuned. The Midday 180 is on the way next, coming up at 10 o'clock here on The Zone. On the way tonight, game one of the World Series, Houston hosting Washington for the first two. Should see some outstanding, at least you expect to see some outstanding starting pitching. We'll find out. Jason Stark joins us from The Athletic and the MLB Network. Jason, what's going on this morning?
Hey, happy World Series there, man.
There you go. How many is this for you?
I don't know. I just really count them up. It's a lot. But I haven't been at every one since I started covering baseball. So it's 30-something.
Wow. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
hate to start on the negative, but do you expect to see any discipline for the Astros assistant GM after the controversy over the comments regarding Roberto Osuna on Saturday?
Baseball has to look into this. And I'm sure that is happening as we speak. I need to tell you, Kevin, that I'm confused about this story. It doesn't make sense to me because I know Brandon Taubman. He's not some old-school, tobacco-spitting baseball Neanderthal. He's young, bright, up-and-coming baseball executive, went to Cornell, background in the business world. This is not the guy I know, but now that I got that out of the way, if this is what happened, this is an embarrassment to the Astros and to the sport. Baseball needs to investigate this, determine what happened. If it's been accurately portrayed, take action. Because, hey, domestic violence needs to be taken seriously by everyone in this sport. And to minimize it or to minimize the criticism you take because you traded for a player with a domestic violence history is just not acceptable.
As for the series itself, Jason, Washington has been so hot, but there's kind of that old question of whether the layoff was a bad thing for him. Do you think that has an impact?
History is very clear on this. In the wild card era, since we went to this format, we've only had one team that had a layoff this long that won the World Series, and that happened a long time ago. It was the '95 Braves. On the other hand, why are the Nationals here? You know, they're here because of their great rotation, and the one. To me, the biggest benefit that came out of that sweep was that Scherzer, Strasburg, Corbin, Sanchez only had to pitch one time in a league championship series. There's a lot of miles on the odometer for all those guys right now. And to me, the rest is good. Now, is the rest going to help their lineup hit Gerrit Cole? Good luck on that. But I think you could make a case that the Nationals might be one of the rare teams that is actually helped by this.
Our guest is Jason Stark from The Athletic and the MLB Network, talking World Series.
Yeah, Jason, we got to start right off the bat, man. Who you think is going to win the series and why?
Oh, I think it's going to be awesome. I think the Astros in seven, but if I'm saying it's seven, it tells you I think it's going to be great. I just think the Astros are a better, deeper team, special team, potentially historic team. You know, if they win, they're an official dynasty. One of the greatest teams of all time. 100 wins 3 years in a row, 2 World Series along the way. I actually wrote about this in spring training. No Yankees team has ever done that. None. No team has done it since the 42-44 Cardinals. And I just think at some point, the depth of their lineup and just all the different things that they do a little better than the Nationals will show up. But could the Nationals' pitching negate all of that? Absolutely.
Well, we had a retirement with CC Sabathia. Surmise his career, and if you think he's going to be a Hall of Famer.
You know, it's really an interesting topic because I think that CC is going to get in. I do. But I also think that if you know, once you start looking past the narrative, his numbers are remarkably similar to Andy Pettit, who didn't even get 50 votes last year. And I just think CeCe will get it, but I think it's a tougher debate than his story would make it appear. But he's one of the greatest pitchers of his time. He's a great human being, beloved by everyone in this sport. Really sorry to see him go, that's for sure.
We're speaking to Jason Stark, of course, of the MLB Network and The Athletic. And Jason, your story on Bryce Harper and if the Nats, were better without him, drew some interesting reactions, didn't it?
Yeah, that's kind of what inspired me to write. I'm just amazed by this theory that the reason the Nationals are here is because they got rid of that Bryce Harper.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think they're better. It's possible they're better because they used the money they would have spent on him to sign Corbin and Sanchez and improve their bullpen at the deadline. But I don't think it's because Bryce Harper wasn't a good player. He's their all-time franchise leader at home runs, and he's had great postseasons, as I documented in the story. And I also don't think he's what people think he is. I don't think he's a guy who sucks the oxygen out of a locker room. He's not an arrogant presence. I do think that there was a lot of drama surrounding Bryce because of who he is and the storylines that always seem to surround him. But I don't think that's because of him and his personality, not a disruptive force. It's been a fascinating few days since I read that.
As far as the Yankees are concerned, I don't know if anybody's going to have as interesting an offseason as Brian Cashman. Do they trade Stanton? And you saw the Astros really kind of adjust to the Yankees bullpen. But don't you think that they've got to, have a paradigm shift, at least, on one or two occasions, on if they're going to pay big for a Gerrit Cole or a free agent pitcher?
I agree with you. And Gerrit Cole is on their menu, and we don't know who else is going to chase him. We don't know what the contract's going to wind up being. It's going to be difficult because he's a Scott Boras client, which means he'll probably sign like March the 6th. But I do think that if they were to be honest and look at their team versus the Astros team, why are the Astros still playing and they're not? It's all about having those studs at the top of the rotation that they did not have. It's just too hard to bullpen your way through a series against a great team. And if I were Brian Cashman, I would pursue Gerrit Cole as hard as I've ever pursued any free agent. They went below that luxury tax threshold so they could reset the tax. Why'd they do it for moments like this?
Jason, great stuff. Enjoy the World Series. We'll talk to you next week.
Will do, guys. Always a pleasure.
All right. Thank you. So Jason Stark from The Athletic and the MLB Network. Going
Astros talk to him
seven.
For an hour.
He's outstanding. Do it again tomorrow at 6 o'clock. The Midday 180 is on deck. It's 104.5 The Zone, the wake-up zone, powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors. Have a good one.
Anytime. Wu-Tang, y'all.